What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Landville, I just cracked a Diet Coke, baby. And me and B just ate a bunch of Double Stuffed Oreos. Well, I had a bunch. B had one.
Yeah, I left the rest for Jay.
I'm in full body train wreck mode where I'm just grinding this season as long as it goes, working 19-hour days, and it's going to be caffeine and junk food pretty much fueling me through.
See if I can find me some caffeine.
Lauren did make some chili. We can split that bowl of chili if you want.
Nah, I got food. Don't worry about that.
All right. Well, the team's also providing food today. They are going to practice indoors today, which is what
I don't blame them.
Which is what I expected.
They gave you warnings about being outside too much.
It's buck cold.
Frostbite.
Also, Wednesday is really kind of a walkthrough. And especially this late in the year, like, you're going to see a lot of rest, like a lot of guys getting rest days on the injury report. Mm-hmm. This late in the year, dude, if you're doing a walkthrough that is really probably, not to say low energy, but not a lot of physicality, you know how cold it would be to do a walkthrough outside? like you're just walking around.
Hey, man. Some people had to do it back in the day, but right now, I'm glad you have options.
Now, tomorrow's your big, long practice, right?
Yeah.
I would think that is outside.
Something needs to be outside.
Yeah, because you're playing outside.
Yeah.
And Friday tends to be pretty quick, so I would expect tomorrow to be outside. I almost wonder if Philly's inside today, too. Maybe we can find that out with Ike a little later.
Yeah, they have an indoor facility, and they're going to utilize that just like everybody else does. But you got to get one of those days outside. Well, then again, today is in the teens, and it feels like it's single digit.
Let's do a temp check.
It was 17 when I first got here this morning.
It was.
But it's going to be 40 degrees on Friday, Sunday, supposed to be.
Right now, 16 degrees. We got to get camera on later in the week. Camera's coming up to Philly, B. Dude, we're doing a live show Saturday night, Doug and I on NBC from 7 to 8. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
I can't invite you on it because you're going to be at a Mardi Gras party.
Yeah.
Which will be, I imagine that'll
what
be fun,
time is
too.
It?
The show is 7 to 8.
If you get me a 7, I would be okay. No, I can 7 to 8, I'd be good because really the stuff starts flowing around 9.
Where is it? The big one at the Hilton?
Convention.
Oh, wow.
Convention. No, that's the Washington Mardi Gras. But this one is the crew of Pyros. So it's a lot of Louisiana folks who threw this thing together. They raised money for educational their scholarships and things like that. But it is fire.
Yo, Easter's really late. Is Fat Tuesday next week or something?
It's after the Super Bowl from what I'm hearing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, so we got time. Yo, imagine if it was Mardi Gras or Super Bowl weekend right now in New Orleans with the weather they're getting.
They'll find a way to make it. They'll find a way to melt the ice.
All right, live temperature check in Ashburn right now on my phone. 16 degrees outside.
Feels like.
Well, you got a feels like guess?
I'm gonna go with 8.
I was going to say 8, too. It is cold as hell out there. Landfill and White Brian, you got a feels like guest?
That's an oxymoron right there, isn't it?
Yes, you always say that. Cold as hell. And I always say it.
Yeah.
Cold as poop. White Brian, what's your feels like guest?
That's 44. Not cold either, Jay. You say what?
44?
6.
White Brian, are you an idiot?
That was Landfill. My guess is 6.
Okay. Landfill just being an ass today.
Landfill's off to be an ass mode.
44. Nah.
This is, I don't know enough. It's actually warmer out. The feels like is warmer. It says humidity is making it feel warmer. It feels like it's 19 instead of 16.
See, I.
Because it's not that windy.
I argue with that a little bit because humidity is because of moisture.
Right.
And that's why I tell you, in Louisiana, up here, I don't wear a lot of heavy coats. When it hit 30 degrees in Louisiana, I put on the biggest damn coat I could find. Because I've been told that moisture affects you when it's hotter because it makes it all muggy. And when it's colder, it makes it damn frigid. I don't know.
I don't know either, B. I know that air in Detroit was freezing. Like that maybe we were closer to the Arctic.
Detroit
it felt more Arctic.
Good after the game when me and Tanner were walking to find out this little bar. We didn't really feel cold. I guess we were so hyped.
Man, when I got out of there later, I was pretty hyped, but I was cold.
Well, we were walking kind of fast, too, because we knew, you know, they had told us that they were going to be closing in about an hour, and they were going to order us a drink early, so when we get there, we could catch up. So we sat down, we ordered doubles.
Sure.
Two doubles and just sat down, and we walked back out again. I didn't feel any cold.
Let me ask you a question, because you have mentioned this a few different times.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Over the course of 120 minutes against Philadelphia, right? They played two 60-minute games.
Yep.
Over the course of 120 minutes against Philadelphia, and I'm speaking in general terms here, so you correct me if you disagree, but I'm estimating here. Of 120 minutes, I bet Washington has played pretty damn good defense on Saquon Barkley for 90 minutes. For like three quarters of game time against Saquon, they've been pretty good.
Yeah.
You take more solace in the three quarters of game time that they can continue that, or the explosives are so damn dominant that he's only looked good for a quarter of the time and been that big of a factor?
I think the explosives are things that automatically put points on the board, automatically make it tougher for you. You have to you have to combat that. But if you can alleviate those explosives, he gets one explosive and then you hold him down the rest of the way. With your offense, you give yourself a chance. You know what I mean? In the first game, for almost three quarters, he did nothing. And then he got crazy late in the game. Why? Because we were not efficient as an offense. In the second game, he started the game off on fire. He finished it feeling like it is outside, cold. So basically, he's played two quarters spectacular against them. And the other six, he has not.
It's been fine. Some kind of way.
Well, 41 yards in three quarters is not fine. That's not good for him, for what he's capable of.
Yeah.
If they can, some kind of way, start with what they've done to be able to hold him down those other quarters, but keep it up for the most part. Listen, a lot of times when Saquon goes the distance, it's not because it's just that blocked it well. Somebody takes the wrong damn angle.
Sure.
We saw in the game against Detroit, Jahmyr Gibbs going up the left sideline. They try to go inside. You're not going inside and back outside and catch him.
Right.
Run straight at his outside to slow him down or cut him off. You got to take the right angle. Or when you hit him, if you can't tackle him, don't just shoulder him. Wrap up and hold on. I guarantee you he can't run 62 yards if you wrap it around his waist.
The splits from that game are nuts. At halftime, Saquon had 13 for 123 and two touchdowns. Mm-hmm. He was averaging 9.5 yards per game with a 68-yard touchdown.
That's the second game.
This is week 16.
Yeah.
This is the one they won. At the end of that game, he had 29 carries for 150 yards. So that means...
So he had 13 for one, so he had 16 carries for 20-something yards the rest of the way. Think about that now.
I mean...
16 for 27. The rest of the way. The thing about him is he's going to try.
Now, how much did that change with Kenny Pickett out there? I don't know.
I would think with Kenny Pickett, you want to give him the ball more.
Right, but like maybe Washington adjusts how they're covering and can commit more to the line of scrimmage.
And I think the ultimate.
I think they could do that this weekend,
too. The thing this week comes down to where is Jalen Hurts?
Right.
It comes down to that. If that leg bothers him, you can bring somebody else into the box. Listen, that offensive line of Detroit, our D-line whipped them. They got to find a way to do something. And I know Philly's line is way better, okay? But you showed something against an offense that was dominant all year, last week. You can't take a step back from that.
I think one part of the dominance in Detroit was fool's gold specific to Detroit. I think one part was not, and we'll tell you exactly what it was when we come back. It's P. Mitchell Finley.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.